This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In Israel, the Blue and White Party appeared to have come out ahead of Netanyahu's conservative Likud, given a small third party the power to decide the outcome. And his avowed desire to form a unity coalition, including both their parties, made it likely that if the projections held, Gantz, the leader of that party, would be given the first chance of forming a government. The Senate Appropriations Committee noted that the Energy Department has missed legal deadlines for more than 25 energy efficiency standards mandated by Congress for appliances like air conditioners, refrigerators, and washing machines, and directed the department to report back on its progress within 30 days. Trump has announced plans to change the separate status on auto emissions that California has enjoyed. The move sets up a major court fight with the nation's most populous state. 13 states and the District of Columbia have vowed to adopt California's stricter standards if they diverge from the federal government, as have several automakers. Criminal logging gangs operating in Brazil's forest have killed dozens of people opposed to their operations in recent years and threatened scores more, all with relative impunity, according to a report by Human Rights Watch. United Nations investigators have said that Myanmar civilian leader, a Nobel laureate once extolled as a champion of democracy, could face prosecution for crimes against humanity because of the military's attacks on Rohingya Muslims and other minority groups. Since the Sandy Hook shooting, more than 400 people have been shot on campuses around the country. For many students, the excitement of returning to school is increasingly mixed with the anxiety of active shooter drills and shelter-in-place tutorials. In response, gun safety activists are escalating their efforts. They're investing more in ads, promoting them more aggressively, and making them far more provocative and uncomfortable to view. North Carolina gerrymandering maps are less biased now in the recent one towards Republicans, and the court rejected maps but still favor Republicans, especially given incumbency. On the eve of a congressional appearance, Facebook has expanded its definition of terrorist organizations and said it will block postings to Facebook from 4chan and some other sites. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.